This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House State Affairs will come to order. I'd like to welcome everyone in the room. I would ask you, if you haven't already, to please silence your cell phones. I'd like to welcome all those listening online or participating remotely this morning. At this time, I'd ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representative Anderson. Beal.
Here.
Chafee.
Here.
Goodwin.
Here.
Gosch.
Here.
Hansen.
Here.
Jensen. Excused. Lesmeister.
Here.
Reimer.
Aye.
Smith. Smith.
Here.
Wheezy.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So
moved by Hansen, seconded by Beal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. They are so approved. We've got a couple of new pages here. Would you like to come up and introduce yourselves? Let us know where you're from and what your future plans might be, if you know.
I'm Morgan. I'm from Gearton, South Dakota, and I plan on going to USD for law.
Atta girl. Welcome.
I'm Al Dayock. I'm from Baltic, South Dakota, and I plan on going to DSU for cyber leadership.
Thank you for coming. Look, we might know who your dad might be, I'm guessing, right? All right, with that, we're going to take the committee agenda in order, except for Senate Bill 14, which we'll move to the bottom. Otherwise, we will go right as you see them today. So first up will be Senate Bill 6, revised provisions related to prohibited conduct by schools and landlords related to medical cannabis, open for proponent testimony. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the House State Affairs Committee. Senator Jim Stalzer, District 11 in Sioux Falls. This is actually a pretty simple bill. The first change in it was written by LRC. They liked the wording better, that a cardholder may not be refused enrollment in a school or to rent a property, but just because they have a medical marijuana card. And then the other section modified is that because you can rent doesn't necessarily mean that the landlord can't put reasonable restrictions on your use of the property. For example, the landlord may say, I don't want you smoking or vaping in the building. Even though it's illegal, they might want to put in a contract that you can't do processing, which usually uses butane and sort of makes your home like a meth lab, liable to blow up. Or they might want to restrict home grow. Just a few things that the landlord would have the ability to do, but he still has to rent to you and can't deny just because you have a medical marijuana card. And that's basically all it does, and for that I'd ask for your support.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponent testimony for Senate Bill 6. Any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony for Senate Bill 6? Seeing none, no need for rebuttal. We move to questions of the committee. Is there any questions? Seeing none, I'd close public testimony and move on to committee discussion and or action. Sure. Representative Gosch.
Move to pass.
Second.
Motion by Representative Gosch, second by Representative Beal, do pass on Senate Bill 6. Any comments on the motion? Any comments of the committee? Seeing none, the question before us is do pass on Senate Bill 6. All in favor will say aye. All opposed nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson.
Aye.
Beal.
Aye.
Chafee.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Reimer.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Wheezy.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
13 ayes.
Motion carries. I'd like to certify Senate Bill 6 will head to the House floor. I'd like to certify consent. Any objection? All right. One down. We'll move on to Senate Bill 7, revised provision related to custody and visitation rights by medical cannabis card holders. Open for proponent testimony. Good morning, Mr. Representative.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Caleb Fink, District 21. State Representative, come before you this morning with Senate Bill 7. This is a nice, small, easy change. The first couple of changes in the bill are LRC drafting, style, and form. And the last portion of this really doesn't change the intent of what was in there originally. We strike out as established by clear and convincing evidence. That's some language that we used to use. We more commonly use the language now, nothing in this chapter supersedes or affects, based on parenting time, based upon the best interest of the child. It's fairly common that we use that language, so decided to switch that out. I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony for Senate Bill 7. Any further proponent testimony for Senate Bill 7? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony for Senate Bill 7? Seeing none, no need for a rebuttal. Any questions of the committee on Senate Bill 7? Seeing none, we'd move on to committee discussion and or action. Representative Gosch.
Move to pass.
Motion by Representative Gosch, second by Representative Beal, do pass on Senate Bill 7. Any comments on your motion? Any comments of the committee? Seeing none, the question before us is do pass on Senate Bill 7. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson.
Aye.
Beal.
Aye.
Chafee.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Reimer.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Wiese.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
13 ayes.
Motion carries. Senate Bill 7 will head to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. I'd like to certify consent. Any objection on that one?
Nope.
Okay. Moving right along to Senate Bill 11. Are those folks here? Smith or Willitson? I don't see those two here.
My last name is Smith.
That's pretty close. We'll go on to, let's just go to Senate Bill 68. We'll take that one up next, and then I'll text those two. Revised holiday pay for state employees. Open for proponent testimony. Good morning, Mr. Commissioner.
Morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Darren Seeley, Commissioner of the Bureau of Human Resources. Currently, South Dakota Codified Law 36C-20 limits holiday pay to no more than 8 hours, and for the vast majority of state employees, this makes complete sense. However, there are employees, whether those taking care of our veterans at the state home, law enforcement, or snowplow operators, that must work on an observed holiday to ensure the health, safety, and security of our citizens. Senate Bill 68 amends the statute to provide additional hours of holiday compensation for those employees who must work on an observed holiday that equals the number of hours the employee actually works on that day. It's a common practice for employers to provide some level of incentive to those employees who must work on a holiday, and this would just help us become a more competitive employer. Based on fiscal year 21 hours worked on a holiday, this incentive is estimated at $280,000 in total costs for the year. It would be just absorbed in existing budget, would not require additional funding, $150,000 of which would be general funds, $70,000 in federal funds, $60,000 in other funds. Senate Bill 68 makes us a more competitive employer, recognizes our team members' commitment to the state and their personal sacrifice, and I ask for your support on Senate Bill 68. Thank you. Stand by for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Any further proponent testimony for Senate Bill 68? Any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony for Senate Bill 68? Seeing none, no need for rebuttal. Is there any questions of the committee? Any questions of the committee? Seeing none, I'd close public testimony and move on to committee discussion and or action. Sure. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move due pass.
Motion by Representative Hansen, second by Representative Gosch. Due pass motion on Senate Bill 68. Any comments on your motion?
No, sir.
Any comments of the committee? Seeing none, the question before us is do pass on Senate Bill 68. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson.
Aye.
Beal.
Nay.
Chafee.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Gosch.
Pass.
Hansen.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Reimer.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Wiese.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
12 ayes, one nay.
Motion carries. Senate Bill 68 will be sent to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Reimer, would you mind carrying this one to the floor? Yeah. Is that all right? Into caucus, into the floor for us? Thank you. Okay. One of our proponents will be here in 10 minutes. That would be Representative Ray Felt for Senate Bill 14. And I have not heard back from those on Senate Bill 11. All right, we'll come back to order. We'll take next up Senate Bill 14, revised provisions related to the confidential list of medical cannabis cardholders maintained by the Department of Health. Open for proponent testimony. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Taylor Rayfelt, representative in District 14 in Sioux Falls. And I bring before you Senate Bill 14 on behalf of the Medical Marijuana Committee. Senate Bill 14 makes revisions to the requirements for the confidential list of medical marijuana cardholders. And essentially the change is that it adds in parents in the case of minors that are on the medical marijuana program. And that really is the gist of it. It passed out of the Senate 35-0. And I would ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony for Senate Bill 14. Any further proponent testimony? Good morning.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Dean Krogman, I represent South Dakota State Medical Association, and we support this legislation. Everybody that goes to the doctor knows that they keep track of everything from vitamins to prescription drugs, and that is to make sure there is no interactions that may occur. So this information, we feel, is important to be able to access for that purpose. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony for Senate Bill 14. Any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony for Senate Bill 14? Seeing none, there'll be no need for rebuttal. Is there any questions of the committee? Any questions? Seeing none, we'll close committee discussion and move on to public testimony and move on to committee discussion and or action. Representative Beal.
I move due pass.
Second. Motion by Beal, second by Hansen, due pass on Senate Bill 14. Any comments on your motion?
Nope.
Any comments of the committee? Seeing none, the question before us is due pass on Senate Bill 14. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson.
Aye.
Beal.
Aye.
Chafee.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Gosch. Hansen.
Aye.
Jensen.
No.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Reimer.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Wheezy.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
12 ayes, 1 nay.
Motion carries. Senate Bill 14 will be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Thank you. Well, I haven't heard back from anybody on Senate Bill 11. No, I don't. Unless it's their deal, they probably aren't ready for it. But we don't know. We can probably defer it to another meeting. I mean, unless we want to sit around and wait for a while, I don't know. I haven't heard back from anyone, so.
You're way too nice of a chair.
Yeah, I am. Let's just defer it. We'll defer it to Friday. It's a legislator. We in the legislator for a day program here? All right, we'll defer Senate Bill 11 to Friday, or to another meeting for sure, but we'll look at like Friday. If you want to let DJ know that. So with that, we have come to the conclusion of our calendar. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Hansen, second by Beal. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.